Welcome to the Barf Bag, cyberbarf.com's podcast on the internet. Let's examine the net way of life. Put down your air guitars. It's time to rock. Who hasn't dreamed of being a rock and roll star? Playing a guitar solo in front of a worldwide audience. Those dreams are now reality because of computer technology, such as Apple Computer's GarageBand program. GarageBand is a simple but addictive piece of software. The foundation of the program are called loops, or short riffs of either guitars, drums, bass lines that you help build one by one a musical program. Just like in a normal recording studio, GarageBand uses tracks as the foundation for building any musical composition. From a library of basic drum loops, one can start to create his or her own masterpiece. Then by combining different types of loops and styles, one can start creating a song. In less than 10 months, I've created more than 200 songs using GarageBand. The ease of use of the program is addictive and leads to much experimentation, which can lead to alternative sounds, such as putting a guitar riff into a drum loop. The original purpose of this program was to create soundtracks for people's personal home movies or DVDs. Why stop at the basics? You can even use GarageBand to create podcasts like this one. So there's no more excuse. You can create your own music on your home computer. You've been listening to the Cyber Barf Bag, presented by CyberBarf.com. What do you really think, Ralph?